You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi, it's Anne-Marie Cross, and welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 109, and guess what? I am hijacking this particular episode as well as episode 110, the one after this. The reason is because we had a number of guests lined up, but unfortunately something happened in their calendars and they had to reschedule to another date, which left these particular shows open. So I thought, why not come on in, just do some reflection on this particular show to see the journey that we've come along since we started the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. It's always great to take a step back and, you know, reflect and show gratitude. And then in the next episode, which is 110, what I want to do is dive a little bit deeper into some practical marketing and visibility building strategies, particularly around branding. And there are three branding mistakes that I often see business owners make. And I want to share what those are, as well as tips on what to do instead. And if you're a Christian business owner, Christian entrepreneur, one of the things that I know you'll be doing to get your message out there is sharing your brand message. So you want to come back for that show as well. Now, on this particular episode, I want to just reflect briefly on why I started the show. I want to look back over the last, well, we started in February, and this is episode 109, so I want to reflect over the 108 episodes, gratitude to all of my guests, and really what I've learned along the way. And of course, we will end with the show by just reflecting on what I believe the future looks like, what's in store, and all of that good stuff. So why did I start this show? Well, I remember towards the end of 2017, it was mid-December, I was watching some videos of one of my business mentors, and she was talking about how sometimes as business owners, we're looking ahead in the future. We're kind of looking about what we want to achieve in our business. And that can sometimes, that bigger vision, that bigger goal can sometimes keep us stuck, particularly if there are certain aspects of, you know, how we're going to achieve that we don't yet know. So one of the things that she said, which really stood out for me, was start where you are right now, with what you know right now and what you can do right now. And so hold that for a moment. And then in one of my devotionals, I was reading something. I can't quite recall the exact wording, but it was very similar around, you know, being a messenger for Christ, if you will, through all of the work that we are doing. We can really be, we're ambassadors for Jesus, aren't we? And in what we share and what we do, even if we're not speaking about Him per se, it's in our interactions and our actions and our behavior that can really just show the love of Christ in all our business dealings. And I remember putting those two things together and thinking, well, you know what? In sharing my love for Christ, one of the things that I can do really well right now with the skills that I have right now and not have to even think about is interviewing and starting a podcast, because I've been doing podcasting since 2008. And if I interview other Christian business owners, we've got an opportunity then to share more about faith and speak about Jesus and also have it relevant towards business. What is working? What obstacles have they overcome? What challenges have they had to face? And what are the lessons they learned? So I thought, you know what? Why don't I invite other incredible business owners who are also Christians to share their faith journeys, to share their struggles and how the Lord has helped them overcome that. And so that's what I did. And it didn't take me long to get it all set up. Isn't it incredible when you make a decision and it's aligned with what God's why and the purpose that He has for your life? Just things open up, don't they? I mean, yes, it takes a bit of work to do, and it certainly does to create a daily show. But, you know, we had back-to-back interviews lined up. We still do. And the guests were just amazing. And we're getting some really good feedback about the show, which is fantastic and such an honor and privilege to be able to do this. So I really want to just extend a huge thank you and really an extensive gratitude to all of my guests who have shared their journey. There have been guests who really have been transparent with what they were faced with in their lives. You know, some of them went from trying to commit suicide to being on drugs, in jail. And, you know, the Holy Spirit just transformed their lives, and now their love of Jesus can so be seen so strongly through the work that they are doing. Every single one of my guests have great, great stories. One of the things that I have learned over interviewing, you know, 108 people now is that there are so many similarities in our stories where so often we see the enemy try to discourage us, disappoint us, and it really is a lot to tie it in to our identity and his lies, where, you know, we may see our identity in the success and the significance that we are achieving. But when we are reminded that it's not our successes, it's not our achievements, it's not even our failures that define us, it really is who God says we are, and we are loved, we are forgiven, you know, we are his children. And when we focus on that first, when we remind ourselves of that first and foremost, how he loves us, and we continue to really read the word and press into that and press into him and gain our strength from him and through him and in him, that is when the miracles can happen. And yeah, so many opportunities, so many transformations, so many miracles happen in people's lives. And I'm sharing that because I can see myself in so many of my guests' journeys and their stories, where if I look back to when I first started my business, there were so many failures or things that didn't work out as I had expected. When you work hard and you put your goals into place, you took all of the right action steps, or so you thought. And, you know, God kind of, no, you need to lean in first to me, Anne-Marie. And it's not when I have done that that I can see his hand really guiding me and, directing me forward. So if you're only just learning about the show, I really encourage you to go back to episode 1 and right through all of the episodes, because each and every guest brings a unique angle, brings a unique story to, you know, the program and the insights as well. And yeah, I know that you'll be as blessed as what I have been blessed through just listening and interviewing my guests. So I've learned a lot and continue to learn a lot as well. And I can really feel the Holy Spirit working in and through all of my guests and the program that we continue to produce. So what does the future look like? Well, you know, when I first started the show, I said, I prayed, you know, Lord, I will continue to interview people. I will continue to find guests, and I will continue to do what I love to do and what I can do. And that was to ask questions and to interview and to continue to produce the program. Where you take this program and what you do with it, well, that's entirely up to you. And it was just a couple of weeks ago, actually, that I got an email from a coordinator, a program coordinator from a Western Australian radio show. And she was given a link to one of the shows that I did. Now, let me see if I can find which show it was. It was episode 30, George Okowa's interview, where he was speaking about, let me open the show notes. So he was speaking about never to let your personal limitations hinder you. And George, or Jorge, was an immigrant from Panama. And he has a mental illness, bipolar 2, and anxiety. And he stutters. And in his full-time job as a pediatric school-based therapist, he was serving students that were aged 3 to 21 in special education. And he also had a part-time business where he founded Tambo Rhythms. And that was a company dedicated to promoting functional living through rhythmic expression, regardless of age or previous musical experience. Now, this particular coordinator of the radio show in Western Australia, it was a Christian radio program, was so moved from that interview. She loved it so much, and what Jorge was saying on the show, that she said, I just want to ask you, do you mind if we syndicate the show, if we include the Christian Entrepreneurs podcast on our show? Now, of course, yes, absolutely. If this content that we are creating, you and I, particularly if you're listening today and you're a Christian business owner, maybe you've even been on the show already as a guest, we're creating content that continues to be shared, continues to impact the lives of many all over the world. And that was really my intention. So what does the future look like? Well, God willing, I will continue to reach out and find great guests. If you know anyone, if you're listening and you haven't yet been on the show and you love Jesus, you're a Christian entrepreneur, then reach out, let me know, or let my team know, and we'll let you know how to get booked on the show. I'll continue to do that. And also too, there are a number of guests who are coaches and consultants, service-based business owners who would like to have their very own podcast. So I'm looking forward to opening up some more programs so that we can onboard them as well, teaching them everything that I know about how to podcast, how to interview guests and create content, a podcast that really engages and it educates your ideal client so that it helps you grow your business and obviously your exposure and your influential voice in your industry. And you know what? If they continue to incorporate the message of Jesus in their podcast, wouldn't that be amazing to have more podcasts starting up to share the love, share the message, share more of the word and get that out there in a much bigger way. Cannot wait. So that's a bit of a check-in from me. I want to keep this short and sweet. Certainly shorter than my other podcasts where I'm interviewing people, but I just wanted to just come on in and just say thank you so very much to all of my guests, also to you as listeners who each and every day come in and download and listen to the new show. We can look forward to continuing. Anyway, that's bye from me.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.